petrol will be now 20 cent cheaper, over 20 cent cheaper in the north. Diesel will be about 8 or 9 cent cheaper in the north. And this is now calling into question the viability of many small family businesses right along the border who are employing people in our communities, and they're questioning whether they're going to be able to survive. So it's a reckless plan from the government, particularly in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And it just shows you that this government has been driven by the Green Party without any clue that people in rural communities need their car to get from A to B, to go to work, to do the hospital appointment, or to pick up their kids from school.
You've obviously been speaking to owners of petrol stations, particularly in this region. They must be deeply concerned, maybe even under a potential threat of closure going forward if this were to continue.
Absolutely. Look, they've showed me the numbers, they've showed me their books, they've made the point that if you're 20 cents cheaper in across the border, just a couple of kilometres, then how can they survive in relation to that? They would have to be selling petrol and diesel at a loss. For many of these companies, it's not just supporting petrol pumps that they do. They obviously have a shop that supports a lot of people in the local community, that sponsor a lot of clubs and different organisations. And that's exactly the question I put to the Minister for Finance and indeed the Taoiseach last week. They didn't answer the question. They have nothing to say to those business people or indeed motorists in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And it got so heated that the dole was suspended over that last week. But this government simply don't have a clue, or either they do have a clue and they're just ignoring the fact that it's going to put pressure on individuals, on motorists, and also on these businesses, particularly along the border region.